Good morning, this is Liv and Sophie with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, over 55 bushfires have been blazing across North Queensland from the rising heat, but Brisbane-centric responses have been largely uncoordinated. Robbie Carter, the member for Traeger, says that the volunteer firefighters from Brisbane would be great at putting out house fires in the city, but when it comes to the bush, we need to enable the people on the ground who know what they're doing. Carter is urging the LNP to lead with more common sense and integrity. He urges for reduced bureaucracy surrounding fire management, earlier reporting of fires, and better collaboration between national parks, landowners, and fire services.
In national news, precautionary testing is underway for the detection of the bird flu strain, H5N1, after thousands of birds have been washed up, deceased, or starving on the east coast of Australia. The migration of short-tailed shearwaters to Australia has resulted in a significantly higher amount of deaths than a normal season, which has left experts concerned. Australia is the only continent that remains free from the highly deadly bird flu strain H5N1. However, it is being predicted to arrive with this year's migration season. BirdLife Australia CEO Kate Miller has warned that Australia is not prepared for this deadly virus, which has wreaked environmental havoc on every other continent on Earth.
Wastewater analysis report from the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission reveals ongoing high illicit drug use across major cities. The report shows a record low of regional consumption of oxycodone and fentanyl, but a record high ketamine excretion. Since the COVID-19 pandemic, national cocaine usage has increased while methamphetamine consumption has significantly decreased. ACIC CEO Heather Cook stated that these wastewater analysis findings are key to developing harm reduction strategies to protect Australian communities.
In international news, Donald Trump, with his Vice President J.D. Vance, has won the 2024 U.S. presidential elections, flipping multiple swing states and winning by over 3.5%. This emerges from analytical predictions stating that this would be the closest election in American history. Yet Trump has performed better than the polls predicted within several key electorates. Trump is the second U.S. president in history to win non-consecutive terms. Harris, his presidential opponent, did not appear at her election night event at Howard University in Washington, D.C., but is currently delivering her concession speech at the university. For your weather today, it is a sunny day in Brisbane. It is currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 33. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.